he's starting at the bottom of Kuf Tet Amud Bet by the two dots. Turn Rabbana. Menayin the Kohen Shebaum Makriv Karban Otav B'chol Eid B'chol She'ashir. How do you know that a Kohen can come, show up, bring in Korban whenever he wants? Man, when it's not the time for his Mishmar, but we know that the Kohanim are divided up into Mishmarot, 24 Mishmarot, and that each Mishmar has its own week, I mean through a rotation in the Mikdash, and they're not allowed to overlap, they're not allowed to take each other's places. The exceptions, the Mishnah and Sukkah discusses the exceptions to the rules and the Regalim, when the Mishmarot come in and participate. But how do I know, just a regular Kohen, when he decides he wants to bring a Karban, if he has a Neder or a Nedava or something, a Chovah that he needs to bring, how do I know that he can come up and bring it himself? So that's from a Pasuk that's found in Dvarim. Dvarim is talking about the Kohanim. Lo yeh lekohanim alevim kol shevet levi chelek v'nachalai Yisrael, yishe Hashem v'nachalato yocheilun. It's discussing that the Kohanim, the Levim, don't have a chelek. They don't get a portion in the land. Their chelek is the matnot kiuna. Right, so that's the Zugim Kedenu, and then the Pasuk says, V'chi yavo levi me'achad shirecha mikol Yisrael, when Levim comes up mikol shirecha, asher hu gar sham, uva, v'chol avat no show, he'll come whenever he wants, ela makom asher yibchar Hashem, that he'll come up whenever he wants to worship Hashem, v'sheret, and he'll do the avodah, v'shem Hashem, he'll come, v'chol achav levim, v'omdim sham v'sne Hashem. He can do the avodah like he wants, whatever he wants, he come up and do the avodah. Now, that's the next part, because chelek echelek yochelo vad mim karav al avot. Right, that they'll split it evenly, excluding what they traded between their forefathers. What did they trade between the forefathers? That's the division of the Mishmarot. So he can't impinge, he can't take what belongs to the Mishmar that's there, but what he can do is come up and do his own avodah with regard to his own karbanot. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Tamad lomu vabu kol avad nafsho vishereit. That he come up and worship.
The other option
is that he is subject to the Mishmarot. It's the trading of the Mishmarot. He comes up. He's like anybody else who shows up in the Mikdash. Everything belongs to the Mishmarot. It's there. Why does he be accepted? Why should he be outside the rules of the Mishmarot that are there? So the answer is that there's a special pasuk that gives him a destination to keep. So the queen has a right to eat the basar and the orah. He does it. That's what the pasuk in Hay, by Midbar Perak Hay, which is the sugi that we're discussing over here, which is the sugi of Gezel Ager. The last pasuk in the sugi of Gezel Ager is the Isha Kodesha, below you. First person who brings his kochim up belongs to him. Isha Shaitan Lagoyen, lo yeh. Right, whoever gives it to the Kohen, then it belongs to the, right, it's his right to give it to the Kohen.
What is the right to this mean?
What, Isha Shaitan Lagoyen, lo yeh?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like that, with two possibilities of reading. The simple shot is that whatever you give to the Kohen belongs to the Kohen, and
so
he
eats it.
Lo you. That's
not to himself.
What? To himself. That's what we're dashing. That he belongs. That when he brings up his own
Kohen.
Yeah. Each and for the Shav who brings up his Kochim, lo you. That will be for him. That's what the Gemara is dashing. Whatever Kochim that he brings up belongs to him.
But
Kodeshav means that it's his own Kochim that he's bringing up. Who can bring up his own Kochim? Only a Kohen. So the Gemara is dashing is that. Truthfully, there is a drush on this Pasuk that includes Israel and gives the right to Israel to determine which Kohen his kochim go to. Not kochim in the Mikdash, but kochei gvul, like Truma and other things that he can determine which Kohen he gives it to. But that's not, over here, the Gemara Tashi, Ishu Kodeshav, if you bring up kochim, lo you, they belong to you, that you can keep them. Alright, ha ketzad, what's the case here? Imaya balmum, if he's a balmum, notna al kohen, shubadom ishvar, va'abodata, va'ora shalom. So now, if he is a balmum, then he can't do the avodah because he's a balmum, but he still is ra'oi lachila, meaning that he's unable to be makriv the karban. On the other hand, he's able to eat the korban. So what does he do? He brings up the korban, he gives it to one of the kohanim of that mishmar, and then they go ahead and are makriv the karban on his behalf. And then the avodata, meaning the basara, the meat, the ora, and the skin will belong to him. On the other hand, the piece is a kenon okulet, which will prevent him from being able to eat. I mean that he's unable to do the achila part, although he's able to do the avoda part. Then the kohen shirit, then he gives it to whichever kohen he wants. Meaning that it belongs to him enough that if he's makrivit, then he can determine to which kohen, right, the korban goes to. The kohen shirit. Vavodata voralan shemishmar. Right, and then, on the other hand, the avodah, the basar, and the orah will go to anyone in the Anshei Mishmar, or belong to all of the Anshei Mishmar. So what's the case of Zaken and Cholet? So what's indicative here is that you can control anything that you can do yourself. So over here, a Baal Mum, right, cannot be Makriv, but he can eat and take the Orot. So since he can't be Makriv, then he just has to give it to the Mishmar and they have to be Makrivis. On the other hand, the Akhila and the Basar he can keep because that's something he can control. A Zaken and a Cholet can do Avodah. Since they can do Avodah, they control that part, they can make someone else a Shliach. They can appoint exactly who they want to do the Avodah. On the other hand, since they cannot eat it, they don't control the eating. They don't control the eating. The eating goes to the entire Mishmar. So Mara wants to know, Zaken and Cholet, he can tell me, what's this case? If he can do avodah, then why? If he can do the avodah, then we said that where the kohen comes up, does his own personal avodah, he's entitled to the basar and the or or the orah. So why does he have to give it up to the mishmar? Should also be his. If he can't do avodah, then we said before, like a baal mum who can't do avodah, goes to the people of the mishmar have to do it. How can he appoint a specific kohen to do his avodah? Shliach eitz mishavi. How can you make a shliach if you're unable to do it yourself? You can't make a shliach. Amar Papa sheyachol lasot eidei tachak. So that he can do it with a push, meaning that it's difficult for him to do the avodah. But if he pushes himself, he can. Avodah dechiyavadayayidei tachak avodahi. That when you do avodah, when you push yourself, you know it's not easy for you. It's not the best thing. Nevertheless, it's called avodah nata. It's called avodah. If it's called avodah, then you can be meshavei shliach. On the other hand, achila, the chila ayidei techak. If you eat, excuse me, ayidei techak. What does it mean that achila ayidei techak? That's achila gasohi. That you have to force yourself to eat. You're really not hungry. You really don't want it. But you push yourself to eat. Achila gasa. We know about achila gasa. Lav klumu. When a person eats achila gasa, that's not qualified. Doesn't have a din of achila at all. So if when he pushes himself to eat, he doesn't have a dinner and achila, then it doesn't matter if he pushes himself, because he's not eating it. If he's not eating it, then he doesn't have a right to distribute the achila and the orah, because that'll belong to the mishmar. Mishum hachi, because of this. Avarutava, orah, anshei mishmar. So therefore, the basar and the orah go to the entire anshei mishmar. Amar Rav Sheshet, im hayak kohen tameh, v'karban tzibur. What happens if you have a kohen tameh who is bringing the korban tzibur? Right, so if one of the kohanim of the mishmar was tameh, and he has a karban tzibur that he's supposed to bring over here, nope, now the chol mishir tzeh, he can give it to him however he wants, meaning that he, because it was his right to bring this korban tzibur, he has a right now to be mishaleach to give it over to someone else. And the meat and the skins will belong to the entire mishmar. Hey, please tell me, what's the case here? Is the ika tehorim, right? If there are other kohanim tehorim there, he has no right to bring this korban. How could he be mishaveh shaliach? Because he hasn't the ability to bring the korban himself. He's tameh. There are other tohrim there. We have tohrim. Tell the tohrim to bring the korban. What's he doing bringing the korban? V'idaleket tohrim, right? If there are no other kohanim tohrim, and therefore it's tuma hutra b'tzibur, because the korban tzibur is babet tuma'ah. Korban tzibur is babet tuma'ah, and he can bring the korban. He can be magbe kriv the korban. V'tav o'ral anshe mishmar. Right? Why would they give the basar and the or to the anshei mishmar? Ha tmeim ninu. They are tmeim. If they are tmeim, how could it be that they could eat the basar of the korban tzibur? Why? Because korban tzibur is ba bituma, but it is not ne'echal bituma. It's not eaten bituma. Lo matayachle, they can't eat it. Amarova ima lebali mumim tehorim shabalto mishmar. So now we have bali mumim who are tehorim in that mishmar. So I have the people who can bring the korban are tmeim. Meaning that all the people who are not bali mumim are tmeim. So the only way to bring the korban is with someone that is tameh. On the other hand, eating it or distributing it, I have people in that mishmar who are qualified to eat it or are qualified to be distributed to who are not tmeim. Those are bali mumim who are tehorim. So we're going to distribute the korban to those that are tehorim, right? And we were going to, the people who are tmeim are going to be makriv the korban. So that's the case here. What exactly the circumstances are somewhat interesting because, but here the tmeim brought the korban. What is the korban now? I mean, is the korban a korban tamei? I mean, did they do it in such a manner where the korban is not tamei? Right? Or is the korban actually tamei? When we're talking about distributing to the bali mumim, is that the only deal wrote? Or do we say that when Tahorim, there's a difference between a Tamei that eats Basar Kodesh, Hodesh, which is Chayav Karis, versus a Tahor who eats Basar Tamei, which is a Chiyulav. So maybe there's a difference here. Maybe we are Madif, right? We give it to the Tahorim to eat it, because there it's only an Easter Lav, versus when you have an Easter Karet, we don't allow the Tameim to eat the Korban. Just what exactly the circumstances are would be interesting. Alright, Amar Ravashi. Vayar Kohen Gadol Onein. If the Kohen Gadol is an Onein, what do we know about Kohen Gadol Onein? Right, that is this week's parsha. Kohen Gadol Onein, what does it say about Aaron? After his children die, that he lo yisayim in a mikdash. He doesn't leave the mikdash. He goes on, continue to avodah. We lo yichalel v'rotay. That he's not mechalel the avodah. That he's allowed to continue to do avodah. So now the full kohen shirutzeh. He can give it, or he can assign it to any kohen he wants. I mean, since he's entitled to do the avodah while he is an onein, therefore he can pass it, or he can be mishaleach any kohen he wants to do the avodah on behalf of his. By himself. On the other hand, the avoda and the ora, the basar and the or, go to the whole mishmar. Why? Because even though he is makriv onein, right, doesn't necessarily mean that he can what? Necessarily eat it onein, and therefore it belongs to the whole mishmar. Mike Mashmalan, what's the big deal? Tanina, we already know this. What is that? Kohen gadol makriv onein veino achel. That's exactly what we have. Kohen Gadol is allowed to be makriv as an onein, and he's not allowed to eat. Veino cholek le'achol le'erev, and he's not even allowed to divide up with the korbanot of the day in order to eat that night. Why? Because what's the divin onein? An onein min haTorah is only the day of the death. So at night already, you're not an onein. You're only what's called an onein midrabanan, because if the mate has not been buried yet, the aninut persists midrabanan. But midoraisa, your aninut ends at the end of that day. So why not let him divide among the korbanot and he'll eat at that night? You say that he's not even allowed to do that. So of course, the kohen basically can send whoever he wants to be makriv the korban, because that he can do himself. On the other hand, he can't eat from the korbanot, so he can't eat from or be mechalek in the korbanot. It belongs to the anshei mishmar then, because he has no rights in it. So sakadat samina ki chasroch manalei the kohen gadol de kuvehu. Right, that when the Torah gave him a dispensation by aninut to go ahead and say that his avodah is okay, that dispensation for he himself to do it. That's a special dispensation for the Kohen Gadol. Aval shvuish liach, but not only to entitle him to bring it, but also to entitle him to choose who brings it. That maybe the Torah didn't go that far. The low wants to be shavei, maybe he can't make a shliach to mash malon. That's what Rav Ashi came to teach us, that a Kohen Gadol not only can be makriv while he's an onein, but he also still has the right to choose who is makriv if he himself does not do it. Right, new Mishnah here. The Mishnah continues with the Gezel Ager, the parsha of Gezel Ager that we've been discussing. A Gozelet Ager v'nishbalo. Person steals from a ger and he takes a shvu'ah to that effect that he denying the fact that he stole from the ger. Umeit. Right, and then he passes away, meaning the ger passes away. Harei hazeh mishalem keren v'chomesh l'kohanim. He has to bring up the keren and a chomesh 1.25%, 1.25%. Again, chomesh with a bar, which is really 25%. So he brings up 1.25% of the amount to the kohanim in payment. Hashem lemizbeach, and he has to bring a korban Hashem shneimar. Because what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says in Bamidbar hey, ve'im ein la'ish goel. This is after the pasuk of Yevadu et chatukam hashasu, when a person admits to the fact that he lied under oath about a stealing from a ger. Ve'shivet Hashemo birosho. He returns the Hashemo, we're going to see in a second in the Gemara, the Hashemo means the Keren, he has to return the principal. V'chamishito yosuf v'lav, he has to add an additional fifth, 25%, chumash min labar. V'natan l'asher sham lo. And then he gives it to the person who he wronged. Who's the person he wronged? The ger. V'im ein la'ish goel. Who is the person who doesn't have a goel, the Klal Yisrael? That is the ger. So if he has a goel, and he is passed away, l'ashiv l'asham elav, to return that which he has done wrong to, Hashem Amushav, the Hashem that's returned, Mahashem. It goes to Hashem, right? La Kohen. So it goes to Hashem who distributes it to the Kohen. Milavad, right? Not excluding, but on top of, Ela Kippurim, Asher Chaper Bolav. Excluding the carbon that he also has to bring. That's what we said. Mimin Aish Goel, Hashem, Hashem, Elav, Hashem, Amushav, Hashem, Kohen, Mivad Ela Kippurim, Asher Chaper Elav. Hayam, Malet, the Kesef, Hashem, Umeit. He was bringing up all the stuff that he owes the Kohanim, and the Gazlan himself died. The money goes to his children. The Hashem Yireh Ad Sheistaev. The Hashem will go out and graze until it gets a moment. V'imacher v'sol v'yiplu damav zun davar. And it will be the money we use for what's called Ketzin Mizveach, that we use to bring olot nedava on the Mizveach, either when there is the Mizveach is batel, or in the summertime when there are long days and they want to put things on the Mizveach. Now, if Natan Ketzef Anshe Mishmar made, he gave the money to the Anshe Mishmar and then he died. Eina Yoshim Yechum Notzim Yadam. The Yoshim can't go back and take it back from them, because had he died before he gave it to Anshe Mishmar, the kids would be entitled to it. But if he already gave it to the Mishmar, it belongs to the Mishmar. Shenemar, V'ish Asher Yitein Nakohen, Lo'iyah. Right? That is the Pasuk that we have in the end of that Parsha, which we just quoted before. V'ish Et Kodeshav Lo'iyu. Someone brings up his own kochim by a kohen, he gets to keep them. Then ish esher yitein the kohen. Once you've given something to the kohen, lo yeh, it belongs to the kohen, and you cannot reverse that position. You cannot take it back from the kohen. That's what David is asking. That's one interpretation, right? Ish esher yitein the kohen, lo yeh. Whatever is given to the kohen belongs to the kohen, and you can't reverse it. The other option, which is the drash on the pasuk, is ish esher yitein the kohen, lo yeh. The right to give things to the Kohen is the Balim's right. I mean, to give Truma and Kodesh Gevul belongs to the Balim, and that's what we call Tovat Hana'ah. Lo yeh. The one who's giving to the Kohen has the right to determine which Kohen the item goes to. Natan HaKesef Lahuriyah Ve'asham Lidayah. He gave the money to one Mishmar, which is the Mishmar Be'oriyah, which is the first Mishmar. Then he gave to the Asham, to the second Mishmar, which is Yadayah. Yatzah. Then he's okay. Asham lo riyah, but if he did the other way around, he gave his asham to the first mishmar, the kesef liyadayah, and then he gave the money to the second mishmar, imkayim ayasham, if the asham is still around, yakivu b'nei yadayah, then the b'nei yadayah can be makriv the asham, the second mishmar will be makrivit, v'in lo, yachzir, v'yavir asham akher, then they have to return it, and he'll have to bring a new one, shemevig zelo, achalei v'yashamo, yatzah. Person who brings the money up first to give to Kohanim before he brings his Hashem is Yosef. Hey, via Shemo, but if the Hashem is brought, actually being Zelo, before he brings the return of the money, Lo Yatzah. In that case, he's not Yosef. It's very important to think, right, the same book that we have by Yom HaKippurim. By Yom HaKippurim, when it's been Adam HaMakom, you can ask for forgiveness, you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it's been Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot go to a Kodesh Baruch Hu to ask for Slichah Mechila until you've gotten Slichah Mechila from Chaveiro. You first have to get forgiveness from the Ben Adam to the Chaveiro that you wronged. Then you can go to Hashem and ask for forgiveness. Same thing over here, the returning of the Kesef, the returning of the money, right, even though here it's not going directly to the Ger, because the Ger passed away, but nevertheless, it's going to the Kohanim in lieu of the Ger. That's the rectification, that's the rectifying or rectification of the wrong that was done Ben Adam to Chaveiro. That money must be in place, that tshuva must be done before you bring the Hashem, which is to deal with the Ben Adam, the Makom aspect of it. Natan et hakeren, velo natan et hachomesh, person gives the keren, the principle, without the chomesh, ein hachomesh ve'akev. Chomesh is not me'akev, as we saw earlier, right in the earlier mission as well. So Tan Rabbanan, Hashem, ze keren, hamushav, ze hachomesh. So the pasuk says, "V'im la'ish go'el la'ashiv Hashem elav ha'asham hamushav la'Hashem." The asham that is returned to Hashem. What is the asham that we're talking about in the pasuk that is returned to Hashem? So is that asham right now? The bright is suggesting the asham means the keren, means the principle. Hamushav that's returned is the chomesh to Hashem that's given to Hashem. Oh, eno asham ze'ayo. But it says, Hashem, Hamushav Hashem, means the Korban will be given to Hashem. That's what an Hashem means, right? An Hashem is a type of Korban. So maybe that means the Hashem. Lo lamai nafkamino. And what will be the nafkamino, whether it's the Hashem or the money that has to go to the Kohen? Then everything goes to the Kohen. What's the difference of what it says in the Pasuk? Afuke mid Rava comes to exclude the position of Rava, the Amar Rava. Gezel Ager, Sheikh Zero Balaila Lo Yatza. Person who returns Gezel Ager during the night time, it's not your sin. If zero chatzain, if you bring half the money, lo yatsa. It's not yatsa. Why? My timer.
He gave the whole thing, but he gave it like in two
parts. Right, he gave it in portions. Right, he didn't give the whole thing at once. He only gave a part of it. My timer. Asham kariyei rachmana. That the keren, the principle that a person must pay to Hashem, to the Kohanim, is called, or is used, the term that's used to describe it, asham. Asham is a korban. So the money will have the same din as an asham. as a korban. What's the din of a korban? You can't bring a korban at night, and you can't bring korban piecemeal. You got to bring it in one shot. You got to bring the whole animal. Ukushu omer. So what does the Braita say? Milvad ela kipurim. Oh, the end of the pasuk is milvad ela kipurim. So what is the last part of the pasuk talking about? The korban. Avi omer Hashem zikaren. That proves to me that the word Hashem earlier in the pasuk must be talking about a karen, and that will support the position of Rava. Tanya, they're learning that Hashem is Karen, then that means that it's a support for Rava's position, that it's termed Karen in the form, or it's formulated as a Hashem.
Okay, that Fukin in the Rava, it's not that this is what the...
No, the conclusion is not like that. Yeah. It would have been a Fukin the Rava, the conclusion is no, it's not the Fukin Rava. Tanya, Yidak, from another place, Hashem ze Karen, Hamushav ze Chomesh, Oenu Elo Hashem ze Chomesh, Hashem ze Chomesh, Lamayin Afkemina. Who gave him a tisa? The government said, not like our mission. Why? What is our mission? It says, it's not. Not the Karen, not the Chomesh. And a Chomesh Ma'akev. Right? That it's the Chomesh is not Ma'akev. Adrava, Chomesh Ma'akev. Why is the Chomesh Ma'akev? It's called an Hashem. Just like the Hashem, the Korban is Ma'akev, so the Chomesh will be Ma'akev. Shomer Ve'shivit Hashemo Birosho. V'chamishito. Right? When it says, I'll return the Hashemo Birosho, which is the Karen. And then Chamishito, the Chomesh beyond that, Abi Omer Hashem Zed Karen. That's from the previous pasuk. So Shivat Hashemo Brosho, the Chamishito Yosef Alav. We see from the previous pasuk what's called the Hashem, the Karen. It's not the Chomesh that's called the Hashem, and therefore only thing that is Ma'akev, the Kapara, is the Karen and not the Chomesh, just like our Mishnah. Tanya Yidach, we have another Braisa, last Braisa. Hashem Zed Karen. Amushav Zed Chomesh. Yesham is the Karen, Mushav is the Chomesh, who begezel ager akatuk medaber, and the pasuk term begezel ager. O enu ela hamushav ze kefel, that which is returned is kefel, u begineva tager akatuk medaber. We're not talking about gezel ager, but we're talking about geneva from ager and your chayav kefel medaber. So that, when it says, Hashem doesn't mean Hashem Karen principle, but Hashem minen kefel. Shuomer veshivet Hashemo birosho bekamishito, the previous pasuk that says that Hishivat Hashemo Birosho. Birosho means the original amount. What is the original amount? That's just the principle. The principle of Karen, that it can't be talking about Kefel, because you're talking about Kefel, you don't just pay the principle, you pay the additional amount, the Kefel on top of that. So we see that the word Hashem means Karen and not Kefel. Although, as Tosfos points out, the Gemara Tavmin, or this Braisa's Tavmin, is very problematic. Why is it problematic? Because how do you have Gezel Ager? Gezel Ager is where you took a shvu'ah, denying the fact that you stole from him. And then what's the first word in the pasuk? V'hitvadu eskatzadam eshratu. That you admitted to doing wrongdoing. When you admit to doing wrong, yeah, you don't pay kefel, because kefel is a knas, and a motiv knas is potur. Because at least it's been tarachim, the tema, how did the Gemara even have a habmina, to suggest that kefel is the payment over here.
What's the pshat in Maman HaMishtal in Barosh?
Hashem Berosh, Berosh means when you have the original amount. You paying just the original amount. Well, show is the Karen. Just paying the Karen, not Kefel. I mean, that there's only one
thing. But you're also paying Chomesh.
What? But that's an additional word in the Pasuk. So, Yishin Hashem Berosh, Vit Chamishito. There we have a specific conclusion in the Pasuk of Chamishito. But the Hashem Berosh is telling you that the Hashem, the Karen, is only Berosh.
And if it was Kefel, what could it have said?
Without the word Berosh.
Without the word Berosh, right? But just in Hashemo, without the word Berosh is qualifying the word Hashem to tell you that it's only the original amount and nothing else.
Rosh meaning original amount, not
right.
Meaning temporally.
Right. Okay. I can give, I'm sorry, Gufa. Alright, Amar Rava, Gezela Gershi, Ekziro Balaila, Lo Yatza, Ekziro Chatzin, Lo Yatza, My Time Hashem, Kari Rachmana. Alright, so that's what you said, that since the Karen is compared to a Karban, it'll have the same dinin as a Karban. Now we continue this position of Rava. Amar Rava, Gezela Ger, Sheimbo Shaveh Pruta, the whole Kohen, but Kohen, if there's not a Shaveh Pruta for every Kohen, Lo Yatza Yudei Chovato. It's amazing, you have to get the Gezela Ger to that Mishmar, that's there, that'll be enough that each Kohen will get a Shaveh Pruta. My time, Dichtiv, Hashem Hamushav. Ashi Hashava, the Kohen, Kohen, Kohen. Until there's a returning of value to each Kohen. What's the minimum value of Hashava? That's a Pruta. So you gotta ensure that a Pruta gets to each Kohen. It's an amazing amount of.
Why is the interpretation that you have to give to each and every Kohen? Right? He gives to any Kohen he wants. Just like, he could give the oil, the Nanshe Nishma, whoever is Makri, whoever he wants to give to. Why are we said that he has to give to each and every Kohen?
That was learned yesterday's daf, the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara mentioned that it was compared to Seachuda. And like just by say chuzat mitzchalek to kol mishmar, so too gets like here mitzchalek to kol mishmar. So it's not, you don't have the ability to give it to a single kohen, even a kohen who has it in his own possession can't do it. He has to give it out and it's distributed to the whole mishmar. So that you don't have a choice to give it to whichever kohen you want. It gets distributed to the whole mishmar. Once it's distributed to the whole mishmar, then you have to ensure that there's a hashavah, the whole kohen, the kohen. It has to be a putah, a huge kumah here that you have to return. You have to return in excess. But you stole in order to ensure that there's a putah kol kohen. Now,
if you think today, I mean, that would be
That's expensive, right? By Rava, in bo the mishmeret yehoriyah, v'yesh bo the mishmeret yedayah. So what happens if he's bringing it up to get a gear, but there's not enough to be distributed to all the mishmar yehoriyah, which is the bigger mishmar, but there's enough to be distributed to the mishmar of yedayah. Mao, what's the din? Mark says, hey, you know, what's the case? If he gives it to Yadayah, there's nothing to talk about. He brought it up during that Mishmar, there's enough to be distributed. What's there to talk about? Look, he gives it to the Mishmar of Yadayah while Yehoriyah is the ones who are serving in the Mikdash. So he gives it to the Mishmar of Yadayah, even though it's not their turn yet. So my, me, Amrinan came into Lab Mishmar Tohu, right? Since it's not the Mishmar of Yadayah now, it's meaningless. The lav kumu is a meaningless distribution, and that he has to give it to Yehoriyah, but since Yehoriyah is the mishmar there, it's not enough, then it doesn't work. Oduma gave it to lo chazi le mi'ikar le daya, right? Le daya kai, I'm sorry, since in the original amount was not sufficient to be distributed among Yehoriyah, then in the end he really needs to give it to Yedayah, because those are the only ones where it's going to make a difference. So chazi le daya kai, therefore it's going to be distributed to Yedayah anyway, because that's the only way it's going to work. Teiku, the Gemara leaves that as a teiku, whether the distribution as to the mishmar outside of the time of that mishmar when it fits that mishmar, not the mishmar that's serving, does that make it into a proper giving and then they can distribute it among the mishmar themselves because that's the only people that it's ra'oi for? Or do you say no, that you have to give it to the mishmar that's serving and the mishmar that's serving you've underpaid? If you underpaid it, then you're not, you'd say in gezel
ager. What's the halacha to say that you can impose service on a mishmar that's not in service?
No, it's not service, he's just giving them money to distribute. It's not real service.
In other words, the requirement for La Kohen does not necessarily want having anything to do with the mishmar.
Right. Meaning that it goes to the Kohanim, to a mishmar. That's what it sounds like, although
That's Iker Teiku here.
Right. It sounds like that they would really distribute it once they came up. I would assume that this is that if he gave it to Yedayah when it's not their turn, that they would split it up when they got up to Yerushalayim to be their turn in the mishmar. He gave it to them when they were not the mishmar, but then when they get up there, they'll distribute it. So the distribution will be done when they get there, although he's already given it to them prior to that point. So the question is that netina, is that a failure in that netina? Is netina lacking because it's not their mishmar now and it has to really qualify under Yehoriyah? Or is the netina good because in the end it wouldn't have worked for Yehoriyah, but it does work for Yedayah and it should wait around for Yedayah anyway. So giving it to them now, that'll work because when they get up there, they'll distribute it. I think that's how you have to formulate it. Do they have to go? Does each one of the gezel ager have to be distributed amongst them evenly? Or can they say there's 10 people coming up with gezel ager, we'll split it up evenly? Actually, it turned out to be a kuga as well, especially according to Rav, who says that each coin has to get a puta. Maybe if you can distribute it one against the other, then maybe. I'm not saying that it's mukhrak over here. Maybe you could suggest that the Gezel Ager could be, then if all together, all the people who brought Gezel Ager, right, can be distributed Pruta to the Kohanim, maybe it would work. And it's not Mukhraf, you could say, no, that
it's
each.
Not, and just giving, instead of me, you giving me two.
Right, I agree, that's not the question. I'm saying that the possibility of explaining it, the truth, but it's not Mukhraf, because you could say that it's irrelevant. I mean, that each person has got to bring enough that it's Mushab the Kohanim, and then we have to just decide. We have to, each one of us, each pile of money, we have to distribute between all the coin. Anyway, you say, look, this guy's got one pile, I got another pile, just take each one of us, take a pile. Right? So, me, I'm reading Hashem Kariye Rachmana, that the Torah calls it Hashem. What's the din of a Karban? Ma Hashem in Chokim. Just like a Korban, Hashem Keneged Hashem, you can't say, look, oh, there's two Hashemot here, I'll take this one, you take that one. No, that you get a piece of every Hashem. Av Gezel in Chokim, Gezel Keneged Gezel again. And therefore, just like it's called a Karban, and you can't offset karbanot one against the other, so too you can't offset gezel ager. Or dilma gezel ager mamonahu. Gezel ager is different than a karban because it's money. Adar pashto asham kariyeh rachmono. Afterwards he said, no, that's my lingua. The lingua that I've been using all along is that what? It is called a asham. It's called an asham. Then I can't distribute it one against the other. Offset it, you have to distribute each piece to each individual. So va'acha breidu ravo matni lo behejo. Rav Akiva says explicitly that Rav made a statement and not a question, and then answered it, but rather, Amar Rav, Kohanim and Chokim Gezel Ager, Keneged Gezel Ager. This is similar to Rav's positions earlier, that Maidam Hashem Kariyeh Rachman. It's called an Hashem. It's an Hashem, and it's always the name of a Karbanot. Karbanot cannot be offset one against the other. By Rav, Kohanim Begezel Ager, Yorshim Havu, Umekabalei Matanot Havu. Now when they get it from Hashem, when they're up in the Mikdash, the Mishmar is serving, when the Gezel Ager is brought, and they're entitled to get it, what is their entitlement here? Are they Yorshim? Do they become inheritors of this item? They become the in lieu of the Ger's inheritors. The Ger has no inheritors, so they step in place into the shoes of the inheritors of the Ger, and they're inheriting it. Or, is this really belongs to Hashem, and from Hashem is gifting it to the Kohanim. It's one of the Matnot Kohanim. The Gemara says, my Nafkamina. So the Gemara says, well, I'll tell you a Nafkamina, to Gon, Shagdazal Chameit, Ve'avar Lava Pesach. In Yonah Dioma. He stole Chameit, and it's Avar Lava Pesach. So now, what do we have here? We have what we call the Isurei. I don't know. Right? You can't use it anymore. The Pesach is worthless. What if by a regular gazlan, what does he do? He takes the chametz and he says, "Harishal ka lefanecha, take it back." Iamart yoshim avu. If they are yoshim, meaning that they're really an extension of the gear, hainu haizi yarte morit. Right then, if they are inheriting, iamart mekabli matanot hava matanatam arachmana dineitivlu. Right, halo yohivlu mide da avrabamu. If they are yoshim, then he can basically say, this is what I would have given to him. You take what you would have, what if he have gotten? What would the ger have gotten? The chametz. So I hand the chametz to the, what, quote unquote, the ger. The ger doesn't exist. You are the yorshim. You get that chametz. Because we can say, right? What do you inherit? You inherit whatever he would have gotten. What would he have gotten? The chametz. That's what you get. On the other hand, if they are mekablei matanot, that really is a matnat penuunami, that Hashem gets it and then it's gifted to the Kohanim, then you have to give something that has value, that is classified as a matana. Chametz Shavala Pesach is a pradalma, and therefore you can't be classified as a matana. So Rav Ziri. Now, over here, the question is asked by Rava. So, truly, the Gemara here asked the question according to Rava, that said before, that Gezel Ager, Rava, what did Rava say before about Gezel Ager? That all the Kohanim must receive a Shoveh Pruta. What does that prove to you? That it's a matana and not a yerusha. It does point out, Rav already told us what the din of Gezel Ager is. Gezel Ager is a din of matnot kuhuna, not a din in yerusha. If it's a din in yerusha, then every kohen would not have to get a pruta, because it's irrelevant. If they're yorshim, they just stand in, and whatever there is to be yoresh, they're yoresh. If they have to give each one a pruta, it's evidence that it's a matana. So he said, why? But we could answer from Rava himself. So Tosu says that one of them you have to be, now to change the gears, and one of them to say Boy Rava, and not Rava, otherwise you could have answered Rava from his own statement. Now, Rav Ziri by Hafid. Zira formulated the question a little differently. He says, Avilu im timtulomar, if you say mekabalei matanahavu, that the Kohanim are mekabalei matanot. Halo yibayilon, so that's not a question. Dahai matana, amar rachman, the native loop, because the Torah says, give them a matana. Ela kikyami bayilon.
So what would be the problem?
No, the matana means that it has to be matana, means it has to give a pruta to each kohen. Number two is that you can't give chametz, because it's not classified as a matana.
So you have to give money instead of the chametz.
So what is, but he says, what's my question? My question is, don't shnaflo etzir behemot v'gezel agir. Has 10 behemot that came v'gezel agir. He stole 10 behemot, now he's giving over v'gezel agir. Mechayvei le'afrushim inayu maserolof. Does he have to, the Kohen has to be mafish maiser behemot from these 10 animals? Why? The yorshim havu, are they classified as yorshim? V'amar ma'ar kanu b'tfisat habayit chayavim. Right, that if one who takes possession of the maser behemot b'tfisat habayit, meaning that it belongs to the estate, and then it's divided up, then the estate, since it's a whole entity when it's with the estate must be mafrish, maser behema, and then it will be distributed to the Kohanim. Odilma mikablei matanotavu. Maybe we look at them as mikablei matanot, and therefore the estate has no shaykhut over here. If the estate doesn't have any shaykhut over here, then what? Then they would be patur
from
maser behema, it's none. Alokeach, manitan lo benatana, someone who buys it, is given a gift, patur mi maser behema, and you're patur mi maser behema. So are they yorshim? And they're coming as the estate holds the property. And since the estate holds the property, there are 10 behemoth, and maser behema needs to be mufrash, and then it's distributed to them, or do we say no? That it's a matana, and a matana is exempt from matzer v'ema.
Is the Kohen mechuyav lefish matzer
v'ema? The answer is yes, right? He has to be mafish matzer v'ema in general, but that doesn't mean he can, the matzer v'ema, which has to be given to the brought up to Yerushalayim and brought as a korban, right, so that he can do it himself. He can bring up himself, but he still has to be mafrish, right, the matzer v'ema. So, right, tashma. There were 24 matnot kuna that were given to Aaron and his children. They were all given in a klalu pratu klal. What is the klalu pratu klal that they were given in? It says the chol kodshei bnei Israel lechanetatim lemashcha. That all of the kodshei bnei Israel, that's the klal lechanetatim. I give them to you lemashcha, right, to be a Shikhin, which means that to be princely or king, right? So that's the cloud. The day of the cloud. What?
That's the
cloud, the first cloud. The second part, day of the chami kochia kodeshim in aish. These are the kochim that belong to you. That is the prat. Kol matana b'fnei atzma. Enumerates them. And then there's a cloud, is v'chol shumot kodeshim. All the shumot kodeshim belong to Kohanim, chazar uchlal. And right afterwards, it brings you the pasuk of Brit Melach. Brit Melach, right, that the brit that all korbanot have to have, melach, have to have salt on them. Brit Melach. So now, kol ha-mikayimam, whoever keeps the matnot kuhuna, kielu mikayim klalu pratu klalu brit melach. Whoever does that, keeps the klalu pratu klalu brit melach. Rashi describes what klalu pratu klalu we're talking about here. The kol ha-torah kula. Because all the Torah kula is nitna le-drush with klalu pratu klalu. The whole Torah, which has the ability to be darshan and klal prat of klal, it's as if you were mekayim kol karbanot shenitna behen brit melach, and all the karbanot that are have the qualification brit melach. So someone who gives the matnot kuhuna, or one who does the matnot kuhuna, it's as if he was mekayim kol Torah kula and all the karbanot kulam. That's the drash is here. So kol ver aleihem, whoever does not give the matnot kuhuna, kilo ver aklal prat of klal, according to the way Rashi is learning. As if he was over on Kula Tarakula, Upi Brit Melach, and with all the carbonos himself. Now, that's not what we were after. We're after this, the Elohim. What are the 24 matnot kuna? Esther Bamigdash, Vidalid Virushalayim, Vesir Bigbulim. I don't know, there's some sort of grammatical issues here. Right, it should be, right, Asarab Migdash, right, Arab Yishalayim, and Asarab Bigbulim, which is Gemara's going to change again in a second. But alright, Esther Bamigdash, right, what are the 10 that come in the Migdash? Chatat Behema. Right, a chatat that is brought up, that's one. The chatat of, and then the chatat of is number two. Basham vadai, the sham vadai is number three. Even though there are five different types of ashamot that can be brought, well, vadai is one category of ashamot. Right, then asham talui is brought for someone who has a suffix chiyuv kareis in a makom chatat. Right, that's where we bring an asham talui. That is number four. Number five is Zibchei Shal Mei Tzibor, the Shlomim with the Tzibor, which only happened once a year, which is on Shavuot, right? V'log Shemen Shal Mitzorah, the leftovers of the Shemen of the Mitzorah brings up a log Shemen with which the Kohen puts on the Mitzorah himself and also sprinkles before Hashem. The leftover of that log Shemen belongs to the Kohenim. Umotar HaOmer, again, Minyan HaOmer, right? The leftover of the Karban HaOmer is given to the Kohenim. Ushtei halechem, the shtei halechem of Shavuot also goes to the Kohanim. The lechem apanim, after the levonah is brought on the mizbeach, the lechem apanim belongs to the Kohanim. B'sharei menachot, and any leftovers of any menachot belong to their kodesh kodeshim, and they belong to the Kohanim. So these etzer b'migdash are all items that be eaten lifnim menachlaim, that be eaten within the confines of the migdash. Right, and these are the 10 things that the Kohanim, Matanot, the Kohanim are entitled to within the confines of the Mikdash. Ve'arba'a b'Yerushalayim, and the four that are in Yerushalayim, ha-bechora, right, that's Bechor. Bechor that has to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten in the confines, within the walls, Chomos Yerushalayim, that's Bechor. Ve'habikurim, also which are brought up given to Kohanim, eaten within Yerushalayim. Ve'amuram in ha-todah ve'el-nazir, and any item that belongs to the Todah and the El-Nazir, Todah and El-Nazir are put together because they have similar, they have chalot that come with them, and they are a similar type of modified shlamim, therefore they are put into one category. So anything that comes from the El-Nazir and the Todah, which is the Zroa, right, the Bishelah, the Chalah, the Rakik, the Chazer, the Shok, all these belong to the Kohen, are eaten within the confines of Yerushalayim, right, the Orot Kodoshim, and all the skins of the Kodoshim belong to the Kohanim.
So, I'm going to say the Oros in Yerushalayim. What are you going to do with Oros in Yerushalayim?
Right, it's not that they have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, that they use Yerushalayim. Right. That talk Rashi says over here. So what about the fact that you have these orot? That they're not included in the gevulin. It's not that they are matanot that have to be used in Yerushalayim, but it's not that they are matanot gevulin. Danny wrote, "Lo mitaybeluhu elo biYerushalayim." They're only given to them in Yerushalayim because they're part of the karbanot. Right, so that's why they're not. So they're not mentioned in the Mikdash, right? Because they can be taken outside of the Mikdash. They're not mentioned in the Gevulim because they're not matanot that come from the Gevulim. They have nothing to do with the Gevulim. They all have to do with karbanot that are brought. So they mention them in the in-between stage, which is Yerushalayim.
When you give the Kohen and the Gevulim, it would be, you'd be, it's fine.
But no, because you can't.
It can be accepted in the Gevulim.
Yeah, but that's not where it comes from. It comes from the Korbanot that are brought up in the Mikdash. So that's when they get it. It belongs to the Mishmar that's there in the Mikdash. It belongs to the people who are doing the Korbanot in the Mikdash. It's not that you get to give it to whoever you want. The Mishmar who gets it. The Rashi is trying to say that they pick the middle grouping to say it's not really limited to the Mikdash itself. It's not that it's found in the Gevulim because it's something that's derived from the Korbanot. Therefore, it's placed into the Yerushalayim.
Okay.
Alright?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, now, because it's given to them when they're in Yerushalayim. That's where it's given to them. Mishmar that's found up in Yerushalayim. That's where it's given to them. Not that's where it has to stay, but that's where it's given to them. Alright, now, Asarah Begvulin. So again, here we said the grammatical error was important. It's Asar Begvulin. Now it says Asarah Begvulin. So we have Truma. Truma's Master. Right? Now we have Chala. Reshita Geiz, which we discussed before, the first shearing. There's a minimum amount of how much the first shearing has to be in order to. Right, Chamesh Rechelot, Shitzi Unot, how much they have to have. Right, Veha Matanot. Matanot are, what, that, any animal that shechted, the Kohen gets a piece of it. We don't do that today, because Mosim Mechaveh or Lava Raya. But the Kohen is really entitled, not only from Kodashim is he entitled to, but even from Chulin. Upijona Ben, right, the redemption of the firstborn. Upijon Petan Chomor, the redemption of a firstborn Chomor. Usea Chuza, is a Sea Chuza, is a Sadeh. That was mukdash to given to Hekdesh, and the owners do not redeem it, and it was sold out to a third party. Then when the Yovel comes, that is distributed to the Mishmar who is serving during the Yovel. Usei Charamim, and any Usei Charim is anybody who makes a Sadeh Charim. There's Machlokas in the Gemara in Erechin whether Usei Charim is Charim to Hashem or Charim to Kohanim. But on the assumption that Usei Charamim is Charim to Kohanim, it's given to the Kohanim, so it's gifted and given Kodesh to the Kohanim. Begezelageh. So what's the last of the 24 matnot kiuna? Gezel hager. What does that tell you? The gezel hager is a matnat kiuna. If it's a matnat kiuna, it's one of the matnot kiuna, then it'll have a din like a matnot kiuna. If that's the case, right, then he will not have to have maser behema taken from it. And number two is, right, you can't use the chamesh of alav pesach to be distributed because you can't say arishul chav lefanecha. The kari miha is matana. You see that it's called a matana shma mina. Right? Mekabele matano tabu shma mina. The classification of the Kohanim with regards to Gezel Ager is a mekabel matana. Okay, natana et hakesef l'anshei mishmar. He gave the money to the anshei mishmar. Amer abaye shma mina kesef mechaper mechza. That the kesef is a part of the kapara here. Why is that? Because what happened over here? The guy died before he brought the asham, but when he gave the kesef but not the asham. That's when he passed away. The Gazlan died. After he had given the kesef to the Mishmar, the Yorshim of the Gazlan can't come and take the money back. Even though he hasn't brought the Hashem yet, the Hashem will never be brought. So why is that? Why is that the case? Must be that the kesef also is a part of the kapara. So therefore, since he accomplished some kapara here, you can't remove it, you can't take it back. Dilo mechaper avamina mahadir the Yorshim. Because if there's no kapara here, it's only a mamonetous issue. Let it go back to the Yorshim. Why? Because he never accomplished any kapara over here. And it's a monetary issue. My time, he never intended to give the money to the Kohanim unless he would be Nitzchaper. And what's that Nitzchaper? You have to bring the Korban. Since he can't bring the Korban, he doesn't intend to give the money. Then he should go back to the Yorshim. Wait a minute, what type of thing is this? What, anytime a person gives a, buys something or does something, we say, well, we look at what his intent is. If his intent doesn't work out, this is a Mechatos. How can you say that? A Chata Shemetu Baleha. A chatas whose owners passed away, tipuk b'chulin. They should go out to chulin. That the achilo afrisha. He wasn't mafrish his korban chatas. Only that he should get to the mizbeach. If he doesn't get to the mizbeach, it wasn't his intent that the chatas died. They go back to chulin. That wasn't his original intent. No. If there we have a lachon Moshe Mitzinai, the chatash meitu baleo goes to mita. Doesn't matter what he thinks, right? That's the lachon Moshe Mitzinai. Elamat Hashem shemeitu baleo lipok to chulin. Also, our case, the Hashem, why is it nitak to riyah? Why is the Hashem that he brings up after he dies? Why does it go? We have to wait for it to get a moment and be sold for a korban olah, right? Why don't we say that it should automatically go out to chulin? Why? The daitach lo afreshe. He wasn't mafreshe with the intent that it gets sold to be used as a korban olah. He brought it as an Hashem. It can't be an Hashem. It should go out to chulin. Where it says Hashem nami yochus to gemiri lo. Hashem goes to alach l'moshi mitzai. What's alach l'moshi mitzai? The kosh v'chatat meita. Anybody think that by a chatat would die, which is chatat shemeitu balea, right? Also, Hashem ruleh. When it comes to Hashem, then he goes out to graze. Elamiata. If that's the case, yivamash naflalis name mukashkin. It's a great case. Yivama, who falls to a mukashkin. But she doesn't want to marry the mukashkin, the yivama. So what do we say? Tipuk below chalita. He should go out without any chalita. Why? That hachi lo kachasma. She never intended to get married to the first guy and then end up having to marry a mukashkin in the back end. That wasn't what she wanted. Tosfos points out this must be made in Arusin. It has to be from the Arusin because there she got no benefit. Because if it was from the Nisuin already, then she would take the risk. Meaning that because of the benefit of the Nisuin, she would say, yeah, she wanted to marry the guy because she wanted Nisuin. But when it's Arusin, where she got no benefit from getting married, then there's no way that she would have accepted the Arusin knowing that she'd end up by this mukashkin. But says, Hatam Anan Sadeh. We are anasade that what? Then minach nechala, that she really wants this. Why? Because of the pride of Hodu, the principle of Rish Lakish. What's the principle of Rish Lakish? It's tough. Tama Rish Lakish, tava mitav kantu, umilitav armalu, that a woman is happier. She wants to be married, meaning that getting married is a high priority for her. This is a high priority of her, that she's willing to take the risk, even in the face of the risks or the detrimental outcome, she's willing to get married or to be engaged because that's such an important principle and important idea for her, and therefore it overrides the possibility that she wouldn't have wanted to do it or she didn't intend to do it this way.
Tosfos points out that it seems from this Gemara that if this wasn't the original intent of the transaction, a person has a regret. If there weren't mitigating factors that we've listed in each of these cases, that would be true that we say that it's a mekach ta'ut. And then Tosfos asks, well then how can you ever have a transaction? If someone buys a stock and then they goes down in value, they say, that's not what I intended. If someone buys some merchandise and doesn't turn out to be what he bought, he could say, lo adata dehalchi, this isn't what I intended to buy it. That's what it says. It went bad, there was some problem with it. Yivatel ha-mekach. Because that's not what I intended. When I bought it, I intended it to be in good shape and working and to make me money. I didn't intend for it to go bad. So it also distinguishes in the cases. There are two parties to the transaction. There's the buyer, but there's also the seller. But the mocher wants to sell it no matter what. Doesn't matter what happens to the item. The mocher wants to be done and have it sold. And when the mocher gave it over, he gave it over with that intent. But by kiddushin, and all these cases here, by kiddushin, it's all in her hands. She doesn't worry about her because he doesn't really think about where she's going to end up. And therefore, it's all about her das over here. And also by maktish. What we're talking about, the Maktish Behema, all of these, and Gezel, all of these rely on him alone. There's only one party to the transaction. When there's one party to the transaction, we can say, this wasn't his original intent. But when there are two parties, or multiple parties to the transaction, then your intent alone cannot dictate how the transaction should come out, or whether your intentions are fulfilled when the transaction goes forward.
Okay, we'll stop over here.